Happy Mother's Day. I woke up early this morning and came over to the office and began to just kind of reflect on the importance of this day. Of course, it's important first and foremost because it's the Lord's Day. But secondarily, it's important because this is Mother's Day. This is a day where we honor the great gift of not womanhood, but genuine motherhood. Physiologically, there's an awful lot of women that have children, but that doesn't make them mothers. Mothers are those who care. Mothers are those who teach, who equip us for life, and in reality, who equip us through this life for the opportunity to be a part of God's kingdom. And when God established this amazing person to be able to not just bring life into this world, but to teach and to train, that's something to be celebrated. And so we want to be sure and do that. I'm going to ask you to please take your Bibles and open up to Proverbs 31. Everybody knows I'm going to go there. We might just as well go there. Proverbs 31. We're going to look at the 28th verse, and I'm going to jump around a little bit today because there's four things I want to share with you about what it means to be a Christian mom. Proverbs 31, verse 28, reads like this. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Verses 28 and 29. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you, and we thank you for our moms. Lord, we thank you for those women in our lives who have taught us and have raised us. Father, for those women in our lives who have influenced us for the good of Christ and for prepared us for that eternal decision that ultimately falls on your shoulders. Lord, teach us to honor those women that you have placed in our lives. And Lord, help each woman to be honorable before you so that they might genuinely and sincerely seek to be to their children, their family, all that you would have them to be. And Father, we'll give you thanks and we'll give you praise, for it's in your awesome and holy name we pray. Amen. I want to share with you this morning just four things in regards to what it means to be a Christian mom. What are the characteristics that really help us to be able to appreciate what God has created in womanhood? The very first thing that I want to share with you is that a Christian mom consecrates her family. That begins at a moment in her own life. You see, in the book of Psalms, the 37th chapter, the 5th verse, the Word of God tells us to commit our way unto the Lord and to trust in Him, and He shall direct our paths. He will bring things to pass that are going to help. But it begins in that committing our way to the Lord. And you see, a Christian mom does that. First of all, she makes certain that her life is committed to the Lord, that she has made that proper connection with Jesus Christ for her own spiritual value. And then she can pass godly values on to her children, and actually on to her children's children, or grandchildren, or possibly even great-grandchildren. A woman who is not consecrated to God is not going to be able to be the complete mom that God wants her to be. And so it's vitally important, ladies, that you make certain that you are committed thoroughly and completely to the Lord. But then the second aspect of that is then your responsibility is to take your children and commit them to the Lord as well. Present them to Him, to pray for them, to encourage them, to correct them when correction is needed, but to always be directing them toward a wholesome relationship with Christ. If you're not committed to Christ, you can't honor that committing of your children to Christ. And that becomes a difficulty then in their life. I happen to come from a non-Christian home. I was raised in a non-Christian home. We didn't attend church. I didn't know anything about God. I didn't know anything about God loving me. I'd heard His name used often. It was used in our house all the time. But it was generally followed with the word damn. And I didn't know what it meant to consider that God is holy, that God loves us. And I just wandered through life, trying all kinds of things, putting myself in terrible circumstances and situations because I didn't have the type of leadership from my parents that was going to guide me towards life. But you know what? I thank God that He was able to break through that by putting in my life a godly person who cared about my soul. I'll tell you what, if you're not going to be the mom to your children that says, you know what, we're going to be in God's house, we're going to learn of Him, we're going to worship Him, if you're not going to be that kind of mom, then at least pray that your children have someone who connects them with that kind of value and that kind of commitment. Commit them to the Lord. A godly mom does that. The second thing that a godly mom does is that she comforts her children. Isaiah chapter 66 and the 13th verse talks about the relationship of God to the nation of Israel as a parent figure to His offspring. And as He is looking at that whole situation, He says, look, just like a mother comforts her children, so shall I comfort you with all comfort. You see, God wants to bring us a comfort and an encouragement and a hope in life. And He uses, as an illustration here in Isaiah 66, He uses that mother-child relationship, that connection. When our kids were little, and they would fall and bump their knees and their elbows and that type of thing, you know, it was an amazing thing to watch. if mom and dad both happened to be there, it wasn't dad that they ran to. It wasn't. You know what dad said? Tough it up. Deal with it. You'll get over it. And so consequently, they didn't run to dad. You know who they ran to? Mom. You know what mom did? Oh, honey, it'll be okay. Let me kiss it. Let me make it better. You know, and she would rub the head and pat the back, you know, doing those comforting things. And that's why when our kids would get hurt, they ran to mom. Because mom had that innate ability to nurture and to care and to comfort and to love. Folks, that's the way God is with us. When we have been struck with a painful event in our lives, God does comfort us. He does draw us close, help us, and guide us. And He sets that example for you and I to be able to work that way with our children. Godly moms just seem to have that ability. They identify those moments of pain and they comfort during those times. As a mother comforts her children, so shall I comfort you with all comfort. God's promise to you and I, when we spiritually scrape our knees, God wipes away the tears. When we spiritually bang our elbow, God holds us and He encourages us. He is a symbol of what our mom should be. A godly mom brings comfort. The third aspect of a Christian mom is that she counsels. She counsels. Proverbs 31, verse 26 says, "She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue." She opens her mouth in wisdom. You see, a Christian mom understands the needs of her children. She is touched by their difficulties. She is touched by their sicknesses. And it seems as though with Christian moms, her kids just kind of want to be near her, and they feel better about themselves when they are near her. You know, I feel sorry for children who have moms who could care less. My heart aches for them. Because a godly mom is going to be there to counsel. She's going to counsel with honesty and with integrity. A Christian mother encourages her children to talk with her when they're going through difficult things. Some of the most difficult years that a child is going to have is their teenage years. You know, it really is. They're going to be some of the most difficult years. And can I tell you something? Kids don't need a friend at that time. They need a mom. They don't need a friend. They need a dad. They need someone who's going to give them wise counsel and direction when they begin to step in the wrong directions. When their kids begin to run with other young people that are going to be negative for them and draw them down or even make them compromise. You need a mom and a dad who are going to counsel with godly wisdom and who are going to say, you know what? It's not the way it's going to be. A mom and a dad who doesn't say, well, I just want to be their friend because, you know, I don't want to offend them. For crying out loud, be a parent. Be a parent. Do the right thing. And honor God. It's kind of an interesting thing. Too many parents are worried, you know what, if I force my kids to go to church or I force my kids to do this or that, they'll not want to go to church anymore. You know, my mom used to force me to go to the grocery store with her, and I have never used that excuse to say I'll never set foot in the grocery store again. No. My mom and dad used to force me to go to family movies on Saturday afternoons. And I never grew up and said, I'll never go to another movie because my mom and dad forced me. Folks, that's garbage. That excuse is garbage for not being a parent. I wish that my parents would have forced me to go to church so I would have had a better foundation in my spiritual life and not have to go so long through life before I was able to put some things together. Maybe I wouldn't have had to experience some of the things in life that I experienced. But you see, my parents had that idea. Well, we're not going to force our kids to go to church. We don't go, so we're not going to force our kids to go to church anywhere. After all, that's a decision they need to make when they grow up. No, as parents, you need to make it for them and help them. Give them godly counsel. But you know what? It's impossible for you to give godly counsel if you're not going to be a godly individual. It's impossible. I'm not going to live the Christian life before my children all the time, because I want them to make the decision. You know what? Do everything that you can to make godly decisions and to counsel your young people to do the right things. You know what? We need to remember that God has entrusted them to us to raise them up in the way of the Lord. All right? That means we've got some heavy, heavy responsibilities. And if we're going to have wisdom, we need to seek the wisdom of God. And God gives wisdom, according to the book of James chapter 1, God gives wisdom liberally to those who will ask. Doesn't mean He gives liberal wisdom. All right? Means He pours out abundantly wisdom on those who will ask. A Christian mom counsels. She is the one who is in charge. Number four, a Christian mom is Christ-like. In the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verse 25, there's an interesting little statement. Jesus is hanging on the cross. He's going through terrible suffering. Going through horrendous pain. And the scriptures interject this. And at the feet of Jesus was his mom. You see, at the very foot of the cross, there's a mom. She makes sacrifice for her kids. She's not so much into herself as much as she's into pouring herself out for her children. She is Christ-like. Jesus poured himself out for us. He willingly took on our punishment. A Christian mom will do that for her kids. When Jesus died upon the cross, his mother was there. She stood by him right to the end. Jesus gave himself up for us. He died for our sins. He conquered the grave and he lives today. And he never fails those who will come to him. A Christian mother will not fail her children. But instead, she will live the life of Christ-likeness in front of her kids. Stop and think. What are your dinner table conversations like? Would Jesus be comfortable? If he wouldn't, your conversation's wrong. What's your life like on a day-to-day basis? Would Jesus be comfortable? If not, you're not where you need to be. What are your attitudes, your thoughts? Would Jesus be comfortable? If not, time to bring him under control. Bring him in check. Christian mom, is Jesus comfortable with what you're living before your kids? If not, it's time to make it right. Let's stand. I want to thank you for being here today. We're going to have a closing word of prayer. But moms, I wish you a happy Mother's Day. And if you have to acknowledge that you've not been the mom that you need to be, right now would be the perfect time to just kind of make that commitment to Christ. And even in the quietness of your heart, dedicate yourself to making those adjustments from here on out. And then follow closely what God is asking. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your love for us and for your great grace and care. We thank you for moms. And Lord, we ask that your Spirit might just bless them above all that they could ask or think. Father, we thank you for your great plan of bringing us into this world. And now, Father, it's our duty and privilege and responsibility to live our lives in such a way that joy doesn't end when our life ends here. That just begins joy. Help us as parents to be the parents we need to be. Help us as children to honor our parents. And Father, help us each and every one to walk in faithfulness and obedience to you. And we'll give you thanks and praise, for it's in the awesome and the holy name of Jesus we pray and ask all of these things. Amen. Well, thank you for being here. Please give me a moment to get to the back so I can greet you. Have a great day and happy Mother's Day.